Hello, everyone. Welcome to Stories Podcast. Today, we're reading How the Camel Got His Hump by Rudyard Kipling. To have this story and all of our stories delivered free to your computer, phone, tablet, or other device, please subscribe on iTunes. When you subscribe, you help us continue to create free, quality, family-friendly content. So thanks to everyone who is subscribing now or who has already subscribed.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
And now, we bring you How the Camel Got His Hump. Enjoy! In the beginning of years, when the world was so new and all, and the animals were just beginning to work for man, there was a camel, and he lived in the middle of a howling desert because he did not want to work. And besides, he was a howler himself. So he ate sticks and thorns, and tamarisks and milkweed and prickles, most excruciating idle. And when anybody spoke to him, he said, "Humph! Just humph!" And no more. Presently, the horse came to him on Monday morning, with a saddle on his back and a bit in his mouth, and said, "Camel, oh camel, come out and trot like the rest of us." "Humph!" said the camel. And the horse went away and told the man. Presently, the dog came to him with a stick in his mouth, and said, "Camel, oh camel, come and fetch and carry like the rest of us." "Humph!" said the camel, and the dog went away and told the man. Presently, the ox came to him with a yoke on his neck and said, "Camel, oh camel, come and plow like the rest of us." "Humph!" said the camel, and the ox went away and told the man. At the end of the day, the man called the horse and the dog and the ox together and said, "Three, oh three, I'm very sorry for you, but that humph thing in the desert can't work, or he would have been here by now. So I am going to leave him alone, and you must work double time to make up for it." That made the three very angry, and they held a powwow on the edge of the desert. And the camel came chewing milkweed, most excruciating idle, and laughed at them. Then he said, "Humph," and went away. Presently, there came along the djinn in charge of all deserts, rolling in a cloud of dust. Djinns always travel that way because it is magic, and he stopped to powwow with the three. "Djinn of all deserts," said the horse, "is it right for anyone to be idle with the world so new and all?" "Certainly not," said the djinn. "Well," said the horse, "there's a thing in the middle of your howling desert, and he's a howler himself, with a long neck and long legs, and he hasn't done a stroke of work since Monday morning. He won't trot." "Woo!" said the djinn, whistling. "That's my camel, for all the gold in Arabia. What does he say about it?" "He says, 'Humph,'" said the dog, "and he won't fetch and carry."
"Does he say anything else?"
"Only humph, and he won't plow," said the ox.
"Very good," said the djinn. "I'll humph him if you will kindly wait a minute."
The djinn rolled himself up in his dust cloak and took a bearing across the desert and found the camel, most excruciatingly idle, looking at his own reflection in a pool of water. "My long and bubbling friend," said the djinn, "what's this I hear of your doing no work, with the world so new and all?" "Humph," said the camel. The djinn sat down, with his chin in his hand, and began to think a great magic, while the camel looked at his own reflection in the pool of water. "You've given the three extra work ever since Monday morning, all on account of your excruciating idleness," said the djinn, and he went on thinking magics, with his chin in his hand. "Humph," said the camel.
"I shouldn't say that again if I were you," said the djinn.
"You might say it once too often. Bubbles, I want you to work." And the camel said, "Humph," again. But no sooner had he said it than he saw his back that he was so proud of, puffing up, and puffing up into a great, big, lolloping hump.
"Do you see that?" said the djinn. "That's your very own hump that you've brought upon your very own self by not working.
Today is Thursday, and you've done no work since Monday, when the work began. Now you are going to work.
How can I? Said the camel, with this hump on my back.
That's made a purpose, said the djinn, all because you missed those 3 days. You'll be able to work now for 3 days without eating, because you can live on your hump. And don't you ever say I never did anything for you. Come out of the desert and go to the three, and behave, hump yourself. And the camel humped himself, hump and all, and went away to join the three. And from that day to this, the camel always wears a hump. But he has never yet caught up with the 3 days that he missed at the beginning of the world, and he has never yet learned how to behave.
The camel's hump is an ugly lump, which well you may see at the zoo, but uglier yet is the hump we get from having too little to do. Kiddies and grown-ups too, if we haven't enough to do, we get the hump, camellia's hump, the hump that is black and blue. We climb out of bed with a frouzly head and a snarly, arly voice. We shiver and scowl, we grunt and we growl at our bath and our boots and our toys. And there ought to be a corner for me, and I know there is one for you. When we get the hump, camellia's hump, the hump that is black and blue. The cure for this ill is to not sit still or frowst with a book by the fire, but to take a large hoe and a shovel also and dig till you gently perspire. And then you will find that the sun and the wind and the gin of the garden too have lifted the hump, the horrible hump, the hump that is black and blue. I get it as well as you, if I haven't enough to do. We all get the hump, camellia's hump, kiddies and grown-ups too.
The end.
Thanks for listening. Please don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and leave us a good review. When you subscribe and review, you help us continue to create free, family-friendly content. So thanks to everyone who is subscribing now or who has already subscribed. You make these stories possible for all of the thousands of children who are listening all across the globe. I'm your narrator, Kelsey Lee, and I'll see you next time.
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.